Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Tanel. Good afternoon.
Hi, Janice. How are you? Good afternoon.
I am wonderful. I'm just wonderful. So, my goodness, I just needed to start by asking, what has your day been like and what has this week been like for you?
You know, it has been amazing, honestly. The team here at NBC is amazing, too. So the workers that are working with us day to day, the PA teams, my PR team, like everyone has been amazing. I think I've created a bond with everyone. We're pretty much family now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every day is pretty crazy, you know what I mean? But you know what's so awesome is my life was crazy before this. So I'm used to a little crazy. I actually enjoy it. I love working tirelessly for the goals that I have in my heart to do, and I'm just stoked.
You're stoked. Okay. So, all right. What's it been like? I mean, you're representing your state. I mean, I know that's a big burden. I won't say burden, but it's a big job to carry. So
yeah.
That's what it is. It's a big job. So have people been, you know, giving you tips about how best to deal with all of this newfound fame?
You know, for one, it definitely is, it's not a burden, it's more of a privilege, and so with it being such a heavy privilege on my shoulders, I carry it with pride, you know. I walk out every day just proud to be Polynesian, and, you know, with us being the only territory that made it through to the top 10, it makes it all the more that I know that what we're doing and everything that I am doing is all of God and from God. He gets all the glory, you know. And so with me being faith-based, that's the reason why I'm here. That's the reason why I have this opportunity. That's the reason why I have a mission to win this competition. That is just the reason why I wake up every morning, you know, and I have more energy, you know, in the morning, not even knowing where that energy came from because I should be exhausted by now, you know. But I am honestly and very I'm just so honored. I'm honored to represent Polynesia on this huge platform because we don't get these opportunities, you know. We're from a small island, the smallest actually in population in the top 10. We're the smallest population in all of 56 contestants, you know. And so for me to be in the top 10 now, I always knew that we were going to make it here. I manifested this. I prayed about it. I fasted about it. And God brought me right here for me to be a force to be recognized because it's not about me. It's about us, you know, and it's about me relating this little island girl relating to the entire world, you know. And so, yeah.
Wow.
I know that was a small question, and I kind of just rambled on, but yeah.
It's okay. So what is your strategy? Can you share a little bit with us? What is your strategy for the rest of the competition?
You know, honestly, it's just staying grounded. It's staying grounded, staying focused, staying prayed up, you know, that's definitely first. And, you know, staying in my word, you know, I'm very, very faith-based. And honestly, my life has always been pretty crazy. You know, just my upbringing has been crazy. Single mom, single dad, African-American mom, someone, father, that's second generation here. So nothing was ever handed to me. And I love it that way because I work hard for every single thing that I have. And that's the beauty of it. You know, I don't want it handed to me. I want to work for it because then I'm able to appreciate it and I'm able to tell the next generation that nothing gets handed to you. Nothing's for free. For some people it is, but for me it never was, you know. And hey, more power to them for it to get handed to them because that'd be nice, you know. But I wouldn't want it any other way, you know. And so preparing for this show is really just remembering how far I've come, remembering where I come from, remembering my family, and then just doing it in honoring God and all that I do, because He's the one that showers the blessings all over me. And, you know, everyone talks about this light that I have when I walk around. And when I say hello, there'll be a stranger in the corner of the room, and I'll make that stranger feel comfortable, you know. I never like people feeling less than. I love to call people out that feel higher than. That's one of my favorite things to do. And, you know, I just love to make people feel a sense of relating, you know. That, you know, whether your skin complexion, whether your nationality, whether your religion, whether your upbringing, whether your background, whether whether anything you've gone through in your life, all of us are one and the same. You know what I mean? No one is greater than anyone. But with this competition, I'm winning this competition for my island. And, you know, we don't get these kind of opportunities. And that's why I'm very passionate. I've been manifesting it. I believe it. And, you know, whatever God intense for me after this is what I've been really praying about, you know, the opportunities that this will come with.
Well, now, as we all know, that you have deep roots as far as music and singing and such as that, but what are you going to do this weekend? What is your weekend going to be like this weekend?
This weekend, I actually will be, Saturday, I will be in the Bay Area. Because I have it's called May Day in Hawaii. So I'm a part-time Hawaii resident. And so I do a lot of nonprofit events for just the cities, you know. I'm one for the next generation. That's, like, definitely a passion of mine. And I have a nonprofit of my own named Mana Entertainment, Fortune Entertainment. And so it's up and coming and up and running, and we're still planting the seeds in every city, state, and island right now. And so, you know, I will be doing a lot of that this weekend, some youth work, some charity work, and all that good stuff, because I just have a passion for the less fortunate and just for those that don't have the necessary things that we do here in California. And so we'll be doing that, giving some love and aloha in the Bay Area this weekend, and then I'll be right back Saturday night to prep for Sunday's rehearsal.
Wow, a busy weekend indeed. Well, my last question is this one. After you are the winner, because you said you have manifested this win, so after you are the official winner, what will you be doing? What is the first thing that you will do to celebrate and all of this kind of great stuff?
Oh, my gosh. I'm probably going to scream hallelujah. I'm definitely going to scream at the top of my lungs until my voice is gone, hallelujah. And I'm definitely going to cry. That's the first thing I'm going to do. Those are the first things I'm going to do. And I'm going to hug my family, you know. I'm going to hug them. And I'm most likely going to get on all my social media so that all the Melanesian, Micronesian, and Polynesians around the world can see that we did it and we came together as one and we won this together, because it's never me, it's always us. And, you know, the beautiful thing is, you know, I have thousands of emails of family members and friends that are trying, people I don't know actually too, that are trying to help me hang flyers all over the cities and states, you know. One thing about us Polynesians, we're spread out everywhere, you know. You may not know that we're all Polynesian or Melanesian or Micronesian, but we're spread out everywhere. And I have people in Tennessee, Texas, Indiana, like all over the world, in places I've never even been yet, that are posting flyers all in their cities, at their churches, at their gyms, at their restaurants, at the gas stations, on the gas pumps, you know. And so just the outpour of love I've been giving, I just want to give that back. So I'm winning this for us, you know. I'm winning this for the ones that are not noticed, you know. Like I said, we're the smallest island, but we're making the biggest waves, and this is something that I'm bringing back home to the island.
Okay, and how can people vote for you?
Oh, they can vote for me by going to the NBC app, NBC.com, and my TikTok, American Song Contest TikTok. Those are three ways, but if you want an easy, accessible way, you can visit TanelMusic.com, and all of the voting will be right there in the front screen.
All right. Well, Ms. Tanel, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. I ask you a couple of questions about last week when it was about like a group interview, and you're so much energy, you have so much talent, and just wish nothing but the best for you. I have a feeling you're going to win. I really believe you. I believe it.
I do. Well, let's win this. So yeah, until then, I'll be getting on all socials and
yes,
being myself and just getting people pumped towards, you know, winning and this victory that's ahead of us. And so I'm excited. I'm excited for what's yet to come after this. And I had a meeting with Kelly Clarkson or an interview with her yesterday, and she's like, Tanel, you – first of all, you're coming on my show. Second of all, you deserve to be on big stages and in front of the television.
Wow.
You need your own show. And I'm like, sis Kelly, you better say that, because that is definitely always been a passion of mine. I don't only do music. I don't only write music. I love to do everything and anything that I can. And we're here for a short time. We're not here for a long time, but we are here for a good time. And so I intend to have a good time every single day of my life. And, yeah, just all positive vibes, you know. Everything's not positive every single day, that's for sure. But, you know, I always love to see the good in the day, or good in the negative, you know. And so thank you so much for having me and allowing me to share my testimony. And, yeah, I just really know that we're going to win this.
I believe you. I'm a firm believer, for sure. Well, I will be cheering you on, Ms. Tanel, so we will see it all go down next week. And thank you for allowing us to chat with you. And safe travels over the weekend. And we'll see you on TV on NBC next week.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And you have a blessed evening and a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.